You are listening to Nothing to Us, Billionaire Romance, Fling or Forever. Nothing to Book 4 by Scarlett Finn. Narrated by Maeve York. 1.
You'll be okay, Jane, honey, Toria said, giving her a hug. Are you sure you want to party with rock stars? Her friend was too excited to contain her glee.
Oh, God, yes.
Crimson L.A., one of Zarin Lohman's exclusive nightclubs. As if just being there wasn't enough, they'd spent most of their evening in a central private pod, a restricted room in the middle of the VIP area that could only be accessed by appointment or certain individuals. Exclusive within exclusive. Their roommate, Roxy Kist, was there in, because Zarin spent most of his time in Roxy, and he'd put a ring on their best friend's finger. Their engaged friends had departed not long ago. Obviously, the allure of alone time outweighed the couple's interest in being social. Now, her other best friend, Toria, was running out of the private pod to go party with rock star Logan Lowe and his entourage at someone's crib. Was there a more terrifying prospect? Not many. Nope, not for her. Such an event went way far beyond her comfort zone. Way far, like light years beyond her comfort zone. Maybe if she had more liquor in her system, only then did her confidence rear its head, and her stupidity.
Just be careful.
You can come if you want, Toria said. He said you can.
Jane was already shaking her head.
No, that's a hard no.
Okay, Toria said, laughing as she gave her another quick hug. When they parted, Toria leaned sideways to look around her at the only other remaining member of their group.
You make sure she gets home safe, Knox.
The billionaire media mogul offered a two-fingered salute in reply. His opposite fingertips rested on the rim of a glass on the wide arm of his leather chair, perpendicular to the couch. Toria kissed her cheek and dashed out, leaving her and Knox alone in the enclosed space. This was it. The moment she'd have to face what she'd done with him. To him. A whole nightclub of people danced and drank beyond the exit in front of her. Escape was right there. If she just reached out and took the handle, she could save herself more humiliation. Except it would always be there. Her odd...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?